Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Ayin Hay, Erevin 75, pagination page 149, about 10 lines from the top, the second word on the line, Masrisin Einu Mishnah. We're dealing with cases of Erev Chatzeros, and in order to carry in an area that has multiple dwellers, we require that you join in foodstuffs between everybody so that they are unified. The question which the Mishnah presents really requires a little bit of visual, so picture this in your mind. You have an inner room and it has its own dwellers. Each person has his own cubicle, whatever. Somehow they're divided rooms. And they, in order to carry in their public area, would require an Erev Chatzeros. In addition to this inner room, there's a second outer room, which also has its own dwellers, and cubicles, whatever, rooms, somehow that they are required. We discussed whether if it's just a partition that doesn't make it to the roof, that's not going to be enough to divide them, but enough that they're divided. And this outer room also has to do an Erev Chatzeres in order that they can carry in their public area, their dining room, their living room, etc. After you have the picture of the inner room with all of its sophistication, separate dwellers, and the outer room with all of its sophistication with its individual dwellers, there's the outside courtyard. Now, in order to get to the outside courtyard, the inner people have to travel through the outer room, and through that they can get to the outer courtyard. So the key words here are derisas regel, stamping of the foot. Rite of passage. Who has to go where? And because the dwellers of the inner room, in order to get out, are going to be walking through the outer room, they have what's called derisas regel on the outer ones, and therefore they will violate or infringe on the outer people's ability to carry in their public area unless the inner ones were included in the Erev Chatzeros of the outer one. Now let's think this through in the reverse. The inner people do not have any infringement of Derisas Regel from the outer people, because if the outer people come to them, they're coming as guests. They don't have any basic rites of passage, something so basic that in order to get out of your house, you're going to have to walk through this other guy's property. And therefore, the outer ones are not required to be included in the inner ones, Erev Chatzeros, for the inner ones to be able to carry. They could ignore the outer ones. But in order for the outer ones to carry, they're going to need the cooperation of the inner ones in their Erev Chatzeros. We need the inner ones to participate because they clearly are an infringement. Let's begin the Mishnah. Shtei Chatzeros zu lifnim mizu. There are two courtyards or rooms as we're describing them, one inside the other. Irva hapanimis, if the inner people made a successful Erev Chatzeros of their own, v'lo irva hachitzona, and the outer people did not create an Erev Chatzeros, hapanimus muteres v'achitzona asura. The inner one is going to be permitted to carry in their location, and the outer one is not going to be permitted because they didn't do an Erev Chatzeros. In the reverse, hachitzona v'lo hapanimus, the outer one did an Erev Chatzeros, at least logistically. We're not sure if it works, but they did the actions. V'lo apanimis, but the inner ones did not do the actions. Shtei and Asuros, they're both going to be prohibited from carrying. The inner one, we readily understand why they're prohibited. because they never did an Erev Chatzeros. The outer one, though, they think they did an Erev Chatzeros. But because the inner one did not, the inner one is classified as Regel Asura, the rites of passage of people who themselves are forbidden to carry in their location, and therefore they will infringe on the outer one's ability to make their effective Erev Chatzeros. Ir Vazula Atzma Vazula Atzma, however, if they each did their own Erev Chatzeros, so the first opinion, which is the way we paskin, and we'll just stick to this one because otherwise we'll get a bit too much for our session. The inner one did their own Erev Chatzeros, and the outer one did their own Erev Chatzeros. Zumuteres bifnei atzma vezumuteres bifnei atzma. They're each permitted on their own. Now, you will notice something you could object to, which is what the Mishnah continues with. What you could object to is if they each did an Erev Chatzeros separately, that doesn't sound to our ears as if it's enough. It's enough for the inner ones to do an Erev Chatzeros on their own, that I accept. But if the outer ones did an Erev Chatzeros on their own and did not include the inner ones, isn't there a problem that the inner ones are in effect kind of dwelling here by walking through? And how could the Erev Chatzeros of the outer one work without including the inner ones? Again, the wording was, the inner one did it on their own, and the outer one did it on their own. Isn't there a problem here? And indeed, the Mishnah will continue that there are those who argue and say there is a problem. The ruling that we follow, though, which is this original text, is that because the inner ones did a successful Erev Chatzeres on their own, it's called Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, a rite of passage that's permitted in their own location. They did everything correctly. They are unified in a legitimate way. And therefore, since in their place of residence everything is fine, this first opinion maintains that their walking through the outer one is not going to infringe on the outer one. Again, in the first case of the Mishnah, the inner one did not do an Erev Chatzeres on their own, and therefore they were called Regel Ho Asura Bimkoma, rites of passage that were, or passers-by, that are forbidden in their location. And that's why they infringed on the outer one. This first opinion of this case, though, rules that as long as the inner one would do an Erev Chatzeres on their own, they're called Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, permitted in their place, and therefore they don't infringe. Let's continue on the second wide line, the middle of the line. Shokach echod min hachitzona velo irev. Let's say one of the outer people forgot to participate in his Erev Chatzeros. Hapnimus mutaris, the inner one will still be permitted, because the problem was that an outer person forgot to participate. So the outer Erev Chatzeros is going to be a problem, but the inner one can make an Erev Chatzeros without the outer one's participation, and there's no problem. Vachitzona Asura, and indeed the outer one will be forbidden because there's somebody who didn't participate. I imagine he could be Mevatel Rishus, that solution as we've said, but the way it stands, it's forbidden. Minapanimis velo Erev, however, if it's one of the inner people who did not do the Eruv, Shteyan Asuros, they will both be forbidden. Because as we've said, if the inner one does not do an Erev Chatzeros, and any one person's lack of participation puts them in that category of not having done an Erev Chatzeros correctly, then not only are they forbidden, but they become regal hu asur bimkoma, they're forbidden in their own location, and therefore when their rites of passage on the outer one infringes on the outer one, and therefore the Mishnah rules, shtehen asuros, both of them are forbidden. The Mishnah moves to conclusion with the following case. Nosnu eruvon b'makom echod. If they put their eruv in one location, meaning in the outer room, the inner people, outer people, they decided they're going to put their Erev, they're putting it in the outer room. V'shokach echad, and there's one person who forgot to participate. Be'min apanimis, whether that person who forgot to participate is an inner person. Be'min achitzonu, whether that person who forgot to participate is an outer person. V'lo Erev, and they did not do the Erev. Shteyin asuros, both the inner room and the outer room will be forbidden, because the inner people, by putting it in the outer room, will only have access to their Erev, make it usable, if it all works. And they're declaring that we're unified in the outer room. So in that case, even if an outer person did not participate, their Erev is not in their location. That outer room is forbidden, and the inner people put their Erev in the place where it's forbidden. They put it in the outer room. And therefore, not only is the outer room forbidden because one of their people forgot to participate, but in this case, even the inner room will be forbidden because an outer person forgot to participate. We'll stop there. I think this Mishnah's calculation is classic Talmud, keeping track based on basic principles. How would it play itself out in two possible scenarios? Yeshikoach, have a great day.